For some reason, I'm consumed by the idea that if only I can cross this bridge, I will be safe, delivered from harm. I have no plan beyond the almost visceral draw of the bridge. Somewhere in the back of my mind, the intelligent part of me is screaming. Something is off, wrong in some way. I am pulled forward as if beckoned by the calls of a siren. Still, blind hope grips me as my feet hit the stones and I do not slow my pace. At least, not until I see a hand reach over, grasping the side of the bridge. My brain hardly has time to process what's happening before a massive body launches itself over the stone rail and onto the path before me. The entire structure shakes with the force of the landing. I try to stop myself, but my forward momentum is too great. I tumble backwards onto my ass and skid the rest of the way to the being, coming to a halt at his monstrous, boot-clad feet. My eyes take in the sight of him, towering above me. I'm practically sitting on his heavy leather boots. I skitter back, taking in more and more of his gargantuan frame. At first, I think he's a giant, but my eyes skate over green flesh, covered only by an elaborate loincloth made from furs and hides. To my horror, a skull adorns the only piece of clothing he wears. The beast's muscled chest is bare, save for the ridges of old scars. His shoulders are broad and his arms thick, thicker than my waist even. I can't bring myself to look at his face. Instead, my eyes lock onto the axe he grips in one mighty, four-fingered hand. I can feel his gaze on me like a weight. It's a monster that stands before me, the thing mothers warn their children about, a thing of nightmares. His brow is harsh and his skin is as leathery as his worn boots. Yellow eyes bore into me. He has piercings, gold rings clipped to different parts of his face and ears, his tall and pointed ears. His nose is flat and wide, the septum lower and closer to his mouth than it would be on a human. And his mouth, oh, his terrible mouth. Fangs jut from between thick lips, and he's so close to me I can feel his breath, hot on my skin. He could rip my throat out and add my bones to his loincloth if he wanted to, and I could do nothing to stop him.